Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The Morning After News Update.
Take it, friends. Arm yourselves with knowledge.
It's Chrissy Bones. Thursday Night Football. Packers in seventh place in the NFC at 4-4-1. Desperate for a win. Seahawks at 4-5. Tied for eighth, making them even more hungry than Green Bay tonight. Something's got to give tonight.
It's everybody's Century, desperate for something.
CenturyLink Field. Seahawks, last I checked, boys are -3. Could be 2.5. Was it 3? Seattle comes
bouncing
in.
Bouncing around. It's number one. 3 right now.
Seattle, number one in the NFL in rushing, 152.2 yards per game behind Chris Carson, Rashad Penny, Mike Davis, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson sitting on a career-high quarterback rating over 110 at this point.
Doesn't that really say something, actually, that the Seahawks are number one in the NFL in rushing and they have a losing record? It just sort of signifies we're in a new era of NFL football.
No doubt that is true. Good point, Gabe.
As for the Packers, they continue to rack up frequent flyer miles. Green Bay traveled to L.A. Week 8, to New England Week 9, now in Seattle Week 11. The Packers are winless on the road, too, this year in four games. Still have number 12, though. Aaron Rodgers on the year, 17 touchdowns and one INT.
Number 12 right? Need to win this Aaron game who? Tonight if they think they're going to make the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers and this crew need to come out here and get this big-time W.
Playoff eliminator
if
tonight,
not,
Corey.
You can wrap it up. Put a fork in him. Ow!
He's not so bad anymore.
Also in the NFL. Hi, Michelle. In a fitting end to the bizarre Le'Veon Bell holdout, several Steelers raided Bell's locker after practice, removed his number 26 nameplate. Bell left behind a locker full of cleats, shirts, and a CD labeled Le'Veon Bell number one.
He also left $14 million there, too.
You know what he should have done?
Gabe and me were just watching that. That was funny.
Good point, Corey. He left a briefcase full of money, and he should have left like one of those fan like foam fingers, but a middle finger. Just sort of leave like a last present. Go F yourself, yeah. Pittsburgh.
Meanwhile, Steelers running back James Conner did practice in full Wednesday, but still remains in protocol. Conner has to be cleared Saturday in order to play Sunday against the Jaguars. Steelers got flexed, too, by the NFL as the league announced two schedule changes.
I got flexed last night myself, but that's another story.
Two schedule changes announced Wednesday, flexing a couple of marquee matchups to Sunday Night Football. League move Chargers-Steelers game week 13 from 1 p.m. to NBC Sunday night, 49ers Seahawks
AFC
moves
battle.
To Fox. Week 14, the Rams
Chargers
Bears.
Handle the pressure, now the people care.
The Rams Bears, week 14, moves from 1 p.m. to NBC.
A battle
Steelers
of,
Raiders
a battle
back.
Of bus drivers on Sunday Night Football, Trubisky and Goff.
NBA.
We'll let that one go. It's too early to start about the Goff stuff.
In the NBA, the Lakers will be without point guard Rajon Rondo. Rondo suffered a fractured hand in Wednesday night's 126-117 win over the Trailblazers.
That's really too bad for him. His consecutive game Ironman streak comes to an end after, what, three?
Lakers coach Luke Walton says the team expects Rondo to miss at least a couple of weeks. Tyson Chandler, Corey, going to bring the ball up for L.A. now. Now, Lonzo.
He can do it all.
Lonzo Ball steps up at point guard.
Hey, the Lakers are. Oh, well, great.
That's not
the Lakers
good.
Are playing well right now.
Yes, they are.
I got to give them credit.
Let's talk about the
Draymond
GOAT.
Draymond Green, son, Rajon Rondo, Christmas Day, the next time you see him.
Let's do some GOAT talkage here. LeBron James, a season-high 44 points last night, 10 rebounds and 9 assists. Also, LeBron's 44, the most by a Laker since Kobe's 60 in his last game. LeBron moves into fifth place on the all-time scoring list, passing Wilt Chamberlain. There's
yeah,
a name.
But has he done as many women as Wilt? No.
No. LeBron James is a one-woman man.
That's the only list that matters.
He's a one-woman man.
Who cares?
What the hell is so funny, Michelle? LeBron James,
nothing.
The GOAT, is a one-woman man.
Up like next. You?
Let's not
like
go down
like
that
like you, Corey.
It depends on which one.
Yeah, one-woman man. What, one woman at a time, you mean? Or, I'm not even sure that's true.
Up next on the list, Michael Jordan. I figure he's got to do about 43 games, about 20 points per game, and he'll get Michael this year. Jimmy Butler made his debut for the
Michael
Sixers
Jordan's
in Orlando.
Like Tim Tebow. I believe he's a virgin as well.
Jimmy Butler's debut in Orlando for the Sixers last night. He watched his new team spit up a 16-point fourth quarter lead.
I want to get into that.
Lead.
Michelle.
Magic come back to win at 116-110.
It was like one. Wait, hold on.
Magic at 1 point going on a 20-0
run. Points.
Yeah, I like the fact, though, that the Minnesota Timberwolves win and are all, like, hugging each other
yeah.
and high-fiving
well,
and all happy.
Well, that was stupid. It's one game.
No, Jimmy Butler's a bad person to have in the room, Michelle.
Not.
You're going to find that out.
They lost
a great
by
guy.
Six. Were you doing that on your fingers?
Yeah.
He's a great guy. We heard him say yesterday, I think I'm an incredible human being.
He is. He's an incredible human being.
You know, and we look
He's a great guy.
Look forward to hearing about your birthday celebration last night. But what do you think if a guy, you just meet a guy and he tells you, you can trust me?
And then I'm like, I can't trust
people
you.
People might say I'm a bad guy, but I'm a great
guy. Oh, then he's definitely a bad guy.
Bingo. Yeah.
Jimmy finishes the 14 points.
Not Jimmy Butler,
it's
though.
Like
he's
Trump
the exception.
Saying, it's like when Trump says, I'm the least racist person in the world. It's like anytime somebody says I'm not something.
They're it.
Yeah.
Also in the NBA last night, Dwayne Casey took revenge on his old team. Pistons stunned the Raptors at the buzzer in Toronto.
Yeah, 106-104.
Pistons coming from 19 down at one point.
Listen, I have a request. Yep. Let's just cut that from future updates for the rest of
Reggie
the day.
Reggie Bullock wins it off the inbounds play as time expires. Blake Griffin, 30 for Detroit. Kawhi, 26. Danny Green left early with a sore back in Toronto, still without Serge Ibaka, who should be back this weekend.
Ibaka's a badass, and they missed him last night. You know what's really bad about that game? Good for Dwayne Casey. He stuck it to the Raptors, but it's even worse is the little pipsqueak. Jose Calderon was the one that inbounded the ball. Another former Raptor. All right, the morning after has begun.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's the morning after with Gabe Morenci.
I finally snapped
Corey Parson.
I love it, son.
And Michelle Serpico.
It was pretty wild.
The morning after.
I love waking up drunk in the morning.
You don't have a car.
I'll be outside at 12:05, and I'm going to smash your face in.
Want to see her kitty cat?
You kids got talent, and I should know. I used to have it.
The morning after.
The morning after has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci. Number one, I'm an incredible human being. Number two, you can freaking trust me. Number three, I've never placed a bet in my life.
Yep, I don't think that's Gabe, Michelle.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pete Rose.
There you go. Good morning, Gabriel.
Sitting alongside Michelle Serpico.
Good morning.
You mind if I call you Gabriel?
Yes, I like Gabriel.
You can call me whatever, man.
All right.
I like Gabriel.
Call me whatever.
Gabriel.
Gabriel Morenci. It really does have a nice flow to it.
You can keep me, call me a defeated and broken man after last night.
Last night was a rough night in the association, night? Michelle.
We'll get into that. Uh-oh. But, of course, you know, it is the morning after. And it's actually fitting today, actually, because it's the morning after Michelle Serpico's birthday.
Oh, boy.
And birthday celebration.
Yes. You know, I really do like the new name of the show, but it makes me want to do really bad things.
Ooh.
So,
that's
you know,
that's
last night was my birthday. I was on my worst.
Maybe the powers that be that came up with the name knew what they were doing.
Yeah, right. Maybe they were like, they did.
You was on your worst behavior?
So this is like the name of the show is like champagne. It makes you a little giggly.
Yes. And you know what? I should have went home, but we stayed out late. One too many tequilas. You know me and my tequila.
So nice. you went to a Mexican restaurant?
We went to La Esquina to eat. Then we went to I love this place called The Blonde. It's right around the corner. So then we went to The Blonde for a little. Then
Hold on. The Blonde. Like, this sounds like a type of place that Corey would go to watch Monday Night Football. The Blonde. I'm intrigued by this place. And so what's the deal? You and all your hot blonde friends
go to
a bar called The Blonde?
Actually, yes. Until Lillian got there, it was all my hot blonde friends. That's the funny thing. My blonde entourage. So anyway, then we went there. Then we went to my favorite bar, Gramercy Park. That's how you know I was drunk, because I should have just went home after The Blonde. I don't even know what time I got home, to be honest.
So you went to multiple places.
We went to multiple places. All dying right now.
Michelle might still be a little drunk this morning.
Well, it's a prerequisite to appear on this show.
Yeah. My friends are like, whatever. You can be ugly tomorrow. You can have an off day.
Yeah. If you want to be a host or a caller or a guest on this show, you must either be enhanced, drunk at the time, or hungover, or on some sort of medication or pill.
I guess I don't belong.
You're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day? The Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day, right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right, let's roll. The morning after continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. as we stated off the top, anytime somebody tells you they are something, you know it's not true. So I'll tell you,
except
I'm very,
Jimmy Butler,
very rich, very successful. Now, when Jimmy, you know, see, Jimmy Butler should say, "Hi, I'm Jimmy Butler. Nice to meet you. I'm a clubhouse cancer who's going to take your team down."
No,
he's like a younger version of Carmelo Anthony.
No, he's not. He's better, a lot better.
Well, you notice the correlation. The Philadelphia 76ers were kicking the crap out of teams over the last couple of days. Joel Embiid was doing his thing.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler shows up, and you lose to the lowly Orlando Magic.
Can't do that, though, Gabe. Last night was a wild night in the association.
Sorry, one thing I've learned after being in sports as long as I have, you can make complete judgments after one game. And I can judge right now. I can judge that the Jimmy Butler, like, they should just trade him now the way this thing's going
to
work.
No.
Michelle's happy to have Butler in
I'm
the building.
I'm happy to have him there.
But
I'm
let me tell you something. You saw that. Listen,
last night was a whack night in the NBA. Well, let me set the table
like
here
that.
For the show. So we got Thursday night football tonight. You know, listen, we got the Warriors and the Rockets. If you're into basketball, we got the Packers and the Seahawks. If you're into football, I'm sort of beaten down and weary right now, the NBA, and we'll tell you why through the show. But we got Cam Stewart, who's a co-host of Game Time Decisions radio show right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Doesn't really need much of an introduction, but some of you don't know him. We wanted him to join us via Skype. You've never met Cam before, right, Michelle?
No. He's the one that you said it has red hair.
Like Corey knows.
Yeah.
He's
jolly.
Pleasantly plump.
He's jolly.
Yeah, he's a pleasant. You're going to like him.
Okay.
Like he's usually cheery, but he can be pretty surly after he loses money.
Yeah, so we got to see how he's feeling after last night.
We wanted to get him on Skype, but the problem, he's sort of computer challenged.
Okay.
And number one, he has a hard time looking into the computer.
Yeah.
There's always some sort of technical issue, and quite frankly, his head's too big.
Yeah, he has a huge head.
Yeah, like, Scott, so his head calling in too?
His head is
two
like a pumpkin.
Two big-headed dudes.
Yeah, it's like a pumpkin, and it takes up the whole screen. And the funniest part is, it's true, his head's too big for the headset.
Uh-oh.
So sweats.
Tell him to wear my IFB.
You know, so it slides off, and he sort of has it half on his face and stuff. And
oh, yeah, man.
Now, I thought it was funny, too. And once I even sent him a text, like, during the football show on Sunday with Galena, I was like, Cam, man, it's kind of funny, but look into the camera. Look into the computer. So he's sort of like, hey, guys. And he's like, I can't believe this. He's looking around, and like, he's sweating like crazy. Really, really, really funny guy.
Okay.
So even Cardano said, all right, from now on, just put Cam on the phone with a board.
We can't see that anymore.
Yeah, so now we just have Cam. And Cam willing, like, we'll ask him what he's wearing, and he'll be honest with us.
Okay.
That's the best thing about Cam, Corey.
Cam is an honest guy?
Yeah, whatever you ask him.
Nice.
Like, if you ask him, like, you know, what are you wearing right now? He'll tell you, well, Gabe, I'm actually in my underwear, and I'm eating stale toast. Like, he'll answer, like, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's also a big Seahawk fan.
Okay.
And he's a degenerate gambler.
Why is he a Seahawk fan?
Who knows?
You know, it's unlike most Seahawk fans that have been diehard since 2013, Cam goes way back. So
okay.
He's a degenerate gambler and a Seahawk fan. We get a little bit of perspective.
Yeah.
And then we bring in
Angle.
Scott Angle.
Yay,
just
I
to sort
Scott.
Of terrorize Corey Parson.
No, yes. Scott don't want I'm not having a good day today. Scott don't want no smoke with me.
Especially after last night.
Exactly. So, Angle come on. We make nice. We be friendly. If Angle start talking that noise, I'm going to explode.
I think Angle's talking smack about going on a 4-1 fantasy run.
He was
right. Well, that's ever since you took over control of the team.
Maybe.
There you go. You see, Angle don't know what he's doing, to be honest with y'all.
Somehow I doubt Michelle has the passwords and the
yeah,
I don't even know it. Michelle don't
set the lineup.
No,
so
I don't set the lineup.
Give Angle props if he's battling back in that
league.
Yeah, he is. So Angle's going to join us. We got Cam Stewart. Of course, there's always some surprises along the way. We'll take a couple of your phone calls. But yesterday we talked a lot about Le'Veon Bell and where Le'Veon Bell is going to end up. And it's amazing what started just as sort of a courtside skirmish between teammates has escalated into the drama that it has. But if you're paying attention right now, this Kevin Durant stuff is for real. And I was hanging out yesterday with my boy Lou Pellegrino.
Oh, what's up? Shout out to Lou.
Yeah, I'm a big, big fan of Lou Pellegrino. You can catch Lou on the network here, longtime media guy, radio producer, and now host, etc. Lou Pellegrino. And Lou said, look at this. And he showed me before the incident, Corey. So this is like before they started fighting. Kevin Durant is pissed. And Kevin Durant's like drops a couple F-bombs and stuff. Sean Livingston's right beside Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant looks over to Sean Livingston and clearly says, this is why I'm out of here, man.
Really?
This is why I'm out of here.
Read the lips and that's what you saw, huh?
It's exactly. And Livingston's like, it's good. It's good. And then it escalated into the room.
Yeah.
Where Green said, we all know you're leaving. We all know you're out of here. Don't come at me with this stuff. You're not even a warrior, and you won't be a warrior.
That's not nice for Draymond to say that.
That's not nice.
Kevin Durant never said, I ain't going nowhere. And basically now there's new reports that KD's done. And it's to the point now the Golden State Warrior players, and reports are, but it all seems to be coming together here, they're not even going to offer him a deal back. Like, there's this much friction. It's like, all right.
Well, they may not offer him a deal back because they're probably tired of dealing with it and the situation.
And they can't afford to keep everybody anyway. So they're going to, you know, it was a rental.
Yep.
It is what it is. But there really is trouble in paradise right now.
I agree. Michelle, if you remember back when they won a championship, we were sitting here doing the show with Craig.
Yeah.
After the, and I brought up the fact, during the post-game press conferences, Sean Livingston said, it was real good to get this one. Considering all the drama we had been dealing with inside the locker room.
Yes.
Nobody never followed up with him about what that drama was. It was David West.
When he was gone. He said, man, you guys have no idea what went on in that room.
More than likely, I think the Kevin Durant, Draymond Green thing, you got to clash
Kevin Durant is a hard guy to get along with.
No, Gabe, you see, I think it's different. Kevin Durant is easy going. I think Durant's an easy going Kent.
Corey,
I think
he's changed.
No, he's like you.
He's getting a big head.
No, me getting a big star. I am a big star.
See, Chris Michelle, you know what I'm talking about. You see Corey changing?
No, he used to be nice
to the media. Now he's like, screw you. I don't have time for this. I'm the mayor.
I think he changed.
Only people I got time for in this building right now is my Latina servers. That's it. Other than that, all of them. Other than that, I don't got no time for nobody in this building right now.
Hold on.
With that being said, Draymond Green is a bully, and let him get away with it for too long.
He's a bully.
He is a bully.
I don't think he's a bully. I think he keeps it real, to be honest.
No, Michelle, he's a bully.
No, listen. Draymond Green went to Michigan
State. And you start, and I, say one of the kids, Alex or something, come up here, or Martino, and I'm like, hey, get it right. Do this. Do that. Do this. Do that. This is my studio. Get out of here. You would be like, everybody around says, oh, that's just the way he acts. That's not a good enough excuse. Act like a normal human being, Draymond Green.
No, he's
intense. Grown man.
All right, so as far as Kevin Durant is concerned, that I don't know Kevin Durant personally, but I used to be tight with Royal Ivy. And Royal Ivy, a former Oklahoma City Thunder, Atlanta Hawk player. He's actually an assistant coach now. I think he's a coach with the Thunder. Now he's a coach. He didn't return my text anymore.
That's how they do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? He used to be. Yeah, exactly. It's probably better for his own best interest, actually. So, anyways, he played at Texas with Kevin Durant. And he played in Oklahoma City with Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
In other words, he's tight with KD. So I used to sort of know what KD was like behind the scenes because I had this guy on. He was a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Durant was with the high school sweetheart type thing.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't like a cheater sort of, you know, hey, let me go out to the club. And he was very humble and everything. But one day he was supposed to get married and he told the chick, I can't get married.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because he was out with a bunch of other chicks.
Yeah.
He basically stated, I need to be the best player in the world. I can't, like.
Wow. And listen, I don't have a problem.
And I respect the hell, like, that's the type of guy he is. He was like, I can't be all in on this. And if you remember, then he one day showed up at the media, and he said, you know, I've been pretending to be something I'm not. He said, I'm not Michael Jordan. I'm not this guy or that guy. And he goes, from now on, I'm going to be honest with you guys because I'm tired of your games. He got tired of the Oklahoma City bickering with the media and him and Westbrook and stuff.
Yeah.
So he sort of changed a bit. Yet then he took it to a new level. I mean, come on, Corey. The Kevin Durant from years ago, and I used to have a picture of him on the Sports Illustrated cover from him in Texas in my cubicle at a station I was at before.
I love Kevin Durant.
I'm a big KD guy. I told people he's getting better noted.
Like him.
I love Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant's born and raised in Prince George County in Capitol Heights, Maryland. I lived in the same town.
He's a D.C. guy,
KD.
But KD has changed, and KD has burner accounts.
He does.
Yeah.
You know, mocking Westbrook after tough losses. Oh, he ain't so good without KD there.
That's immature, but listen, it is what it is.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
The Morning After continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabriel Morenci alongside Michelle Serpico. No longer her birthday, but we're talking about her birthday. We'll get to more details. We need some details. How many shots did you drink? What happened? I want to hear about this place called Blonde.
Oh, we didn't stay there that long. There was no one there.
No?
No.
Is it usually full of, like,
yeah, it's usually packed. I guess because it was a it's like kind of like a hipstery-ish kind of place.
Oh, I want to hear how Jake dealt with your mom's comments. Did he comment on her comments?
No,
Did he hear it?
No.
He probably wasn't watching the show.
He works. Like, he has meetings and stuff, so he can't.
So, like, what's the logo of this place, Blonde? Does it mean, like, blonde what?
It's called The Blonde.
The Blonde?
The Blonde, yeah. And it's really cool in there. They have it's decorated really cool. I love it. And it was but it wasn't busy there. We were the only people there. So we went to Gramercy Park. Gramercy Park is cool because they have old school 90s pictures in there. Like they have Little Kim, the picture, Corey, you know, when Little Kim, when she's.
They have that one.
Have Eminem. They have I don't know.
Oh,
I
had a picture of Little Kim. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, with her top off, holding herself. That's my favorite picture in there.
Oh, that one. I thought you were talking about the other one, the album cover, the hardcore album cover.
I was being sarcastic.
Hardcore was released 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that one. Last week. I think it was the one with the jump off.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, we're glad that you had a good time.
We had
time.
A lot of fun. I don't really remember
what
time
it was. It was a cold night, Wednesday night, right?
Yeah.
So, you know,
but we all had fun. All the girls were we were all.
Y'all didn't have to go all the way back to Jersey. If Lillian wanted to stay uptown for the night, you should just.
I knew that was coming.
Lillian
stayed
out. I remember she did stay out later than me.
Yeah, so she. Yeah, well,
I should.
That's Corey's type
of
girl. Somebody's gonna stay out a little later.
Yeah, stay out a little later.
So are you saying that?
Why make that long trip all the way back to Jersey when you got a nice warm place to sleep? Uptown, on my couch, of course.
So are you?
You know what I'm saying?
Are you hospitable?
I would let one of Michelle's hot friends travel back to New Jersey in the middle of the night last night, Gabe?
This sounds like it's an invitation for Bob. No need to Bob can spend Friday evening Corey's couch.
Bob, you don't have to go all the way back to Vermont.
Bob's going to be in town, and Corey's so hospitable to everybody, not just Michelle's hot friends.
I think I'm out of town that weekend. Bob is coming.
You're going to be out. You might be out of town.
I'm out of town that weekend.
Corey's got a wide open door. I don't want anyone. It's cold out there. Right?
Yeah, no, it's cold out there, Lillian. I'm quite sure she had on a little tiny skirt.
Bob in his Vermont. Right.
Bob's going to be in his Vermont hoodie. Oh, shit. Hey, Corey, my bus leaves Saturday morning. Corey's going to be listen, Bob, the Port Authority, they let you stay in the building overnight there, man. Just show them a ticket. You'll be good.
Hey, go downstairs and cop a squat on the bench, Bob. Holler at me on Tuesday morning.
I should have told the girls, Corey.
You should have told them.
You would have liked all of them. It was
I know
me.
I
it was Steph, Lillian, Tina.
And they like me back.
Devin. Yeah, they love you. They
all
do.
Right.
We would have
course, every, everyone loves Corey.
You should have texted me. I'd have came down that joint.
I know. I should have.
So as I was saying about Kevin Durant, so I want to get into where Kevin Durant is going to end up because, there's a lot of different crazy there's a lot of crazy rumors being thrown out there right now. It's all speculation. Obviously, it's all speculation. But what isn't speculation is Kevin Durant is incredibly thin-skinned. Kevin Durant is a prima donna. Yet, they all are. All sort of mega celebrities, we all have attitude. Look at the mayor. You know what I mean? People have attitude. Imagine the attitude that I would have if I had $388 million. I'd probably be a bigger jerk than I already am right now.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, thank you. So, I'd be a big bully, Corey.
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell are you doing? I told you, Parson.
I'd be like...
Do it like that.
Yeah, my bad, Gabe. Jesus.
But, so Kevin Durant, listen, they're alpha males, they're prima donna, especially in the NBA. It's a pretty thin-skinned league. And we know that Kevin Durant is thin-skinned. The dude has burner accounts. He's still upset about Westbrook, even though he's the one that left. All right? Now, all you need to know about Kevin Durant is this year in the offseason, a dude on Twitter basically tagged Kevin Durant in a tweet stating, KD ain't all that. He's not that great. He piggybacked the Warriors, basically. He piggybacked the Warriors. Kevin Durant started to follow the guy back and jumped into guys' DMs. It turned out the kid was like a 13, 14-year-old basketball fan. Kevin Durant starts like going after the kid and saying, you don't know anything about basketball. You're just a stupid little kid. And the kid actually like is trolling him back and says, I know that I'm arguing with a grown man who was just the MVP in the finals. And the kid said, yo, KD, what do you care what a 13-year-old kid thinks?
Remember, we talked about this. Yeah,
yeah,
it was not too long ago.
And KD's got rabbit ears.
KD basically drops, well, get ready to have a crappy life, kid. Yeah. You know, have fun. You know, have fun with your crappy life. And KD's like, I'm sure you have no friends. And like,
yeah, no,
KD,
it's crazy.
KD went after this kid.
Yeah.
What the hell do you think he's thinking now?
No, but you got to understand, KD, Kevin Durant's a mama's boy. First and foremost, he's a mama's boy.
He was, but now he's trying to act sort of tough.
Stayed up underneath
his mama. Remember earlier in the year when they played Westbrook, or was it late last year? Remember when they played?
And they was face
to
face.
He was mouthing off and stuff. Like, Westbrook would kill him for real.
I don't think
so.
No
way.
I don't think
Westbrook?
So.
Westbrook?
I don't think so.
Are you kidding me?
No way.
I don't think so.
I do not think
Westbrook
Westbrook
would
tough...
kill Kevin Durant.
No.
I don't think so.
Not at all.
I'm not a Russell Westbrook guy at all,
Gabe. Westbrook is tough at all.
Do we have a bad take sounder?
No way.
No, we don't have a bad take sounder.
Russell would kick the crap out of Kevin Durant.
No, he wouldn't.
He
no,
would
no
kill
way.
Him.
Uh-uh. Kevin Durant.
Uh-uh. Russell Westbrook was a linebacker in high school.
That don't make a damn difference. Russell Westbrook is a high-energy athlete, a high-energy ball hawk athlete whose teams don't win games.
He's a bus
His
driver,
teams
too.
Don't win. His teams don't win.
Yeah, they don't.
All right, this
Russell
is,
this Westbrook's
is,
this, teams don't win.
This is a good – neither does Jimmy Butler's.
Yeah, they do.
I didn't think
the
this
Butler
is,
thing is switched. I know I don't know I where I think, stand on Butler.
I
now.
Didn't think this was a debate that we were going to have today, but I think it's a fun one. All right, let's do a poll question. I'm going to get this out on Twitter. Poll question is get this out here as far as we can everywhere. Who would win a fight?
Def Durant. Well,
guys, you guys are nuts.
I don't.
This
see
is like
anything.
Khabib versus Connor.
No,
nothing like this.
No,
Westbrook
like
would
it.
Kill him.
No, he would not.
No,
he would not. No, he would not.
You know how big Westbrook is?
Russell Westbrook ain't
he's
that type
that
of guy.
He's thick as hell.
Neither one of them
he's
are
not.
That type of guy, first and foremost. Neither one of them are that type of guy. But when you look at Russell Westbrook and his body of work as an NBA player.
Look, the people in the chat have spoken, and they're never wrong.
They're always
they
wrong.
Think Westbrook?
They, yeah, everyone said the same thing. KD is soft. Westbrook would kill him. Westbrook kills Durant. Westbrook would win. Westbrook all day. Westbrook would drill him.
No,
Corey, you're my dude, but KD's got no chance
he's
against
only,
Westbrook.
He's 200 pounds and he's 6'3". I don't. He that's not that big.
Michelle handicapped fights. She knows what she's talking about.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Right, so
I
you're
don't.
Saying that's it. That's what it says. 6'3", 200?
6'3", 200 pounds. 200 pounds, he's skinny. He's a skinny dude,
He's basically, he's nearly a light heavyweight in the UFC.
Yeah,
but that's
not
small. 6'3", 200 pounds isn't small.
But he's not tough.
He doesn't come across.
He's way tougher than Kevin Durant.
He's a high-energy athlete. He's a
Russell Westbrook in high school, they said he was one of the nastiest linebackers like in the league. He was drilling people.
De La Salle or Dominguez or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
You know, he's playing in Beverly Hills, you think? With with the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
No, Russell Westbrook from Compton. But listen, the thing about it is, Russell Westbrook is a high energy ball
hawk. I can't even believe we're having this debate.
No, Gabe. It's not because Russell
I'm
Westbrook.
I'm just
going to
walk out
smoke.
Of this room right now.
Don't leave, Gabe. Russell Westbrook don't want that smoke with KD. And KD's a better basketball player. Yeah. Russell Westbrook has never
Where am
won
I? Am I in
anything.
Some sort of Twilight Zone?
No, Gabe. What is Russell Westbrook
I think I'm
ever
in
done?
Twilight Zone.
It's
yeah.
not even a debate.
All right.
Westbrook
no
would
way.
Kill him. If my man Joey Odessa, where's our odds maker at? You know, Joey's recovering right now from surgery. Because
no,
we
okay.
get odds on this. Westbrook, dude, Westbrook is like, listen, I'd say Westbrook's like a minus 475 favorite.
Wow, that's
He's
crazy.
He's like a 5-1 favorite.
Speaking of
He would drop KD, bam.
I don't think so.
He would drop KD like Chloe drops an NBA player.
Yeah, or they drop her.
True.
It might be the
other way around. Or everybody involved.
Hey, Gabe, speaking of odds, last night I saw where I believe it was the Westgate or one of those odds makers or one of those big Vegas hotels. They put out odds if the Duke Blue Devils was to play the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Ah, they can go screw themselves.
What do you think the line is?
Although I'll tell you, it's not as different as football. It is true because it's not as physical. Duke versus the Cavaliers. What was the line? I didn't see this story. So I'm going to say the Cavaliers are minus 16.
Minus 22 and a half.
Cavaliers minus 22 and a half, huh?
Duke would cover.
I'd take the Cavs.
Duke would cover.
Dude, the Cavs just beat the Charlotte Hornets last night by 25 two nights ago.
Duke beat Eastern Michigan by 40, and they let up.
Dude, I can round out five of these yuppies eating breakfast in this hotel and compete with Eastern Michigan.
Not the weasel. Five other yuppies.
All right, so... All right, I'm telling you guys.
Now, Kevin Durant, listen. As far as the beef goes, Gabe.
Yeah. As far as Kevin, we'll discuss where he's going to end up. As far as the fight, hey, it's fictitious, but I think we've proven our point. Westbrook would kill Kevin Durant in a fight.
I don't think, listen, if the two of them got into an altercation, Kevin Durant's a long, skinny guy, whatever, but both of them got heart, and neither one of them want to stand each other up.
So you think
very competitive dudes.
Duke would not. They could maybe cover, but it would be around the number, Corey. And they would probably lose by about 35.
I think Duke would probably lose between like 15 and 18.
That's too little. You'd take Duke plus 8. Like, what if the spread was 18 points? You'd take Duke?
If it was 18, at 22 and a half, I'd definitely take Duke.
I'd lay the points with the Cavs. I'm aware. Like, football is a little different. Like, the football college, you got 0-0 chance.
I agree.
Basketball, you can hit some threes. The other team will. You know, we'll raise it up as the game goes.
But, Gabe, you got to understand.
The Cavs would kill them.
Duke has three pro ball players on their roster right now.
Who, Duke?
Yes.
Zion.
Yeah, but they have
Zion, Reddish, and Barrett are NBA players right now.
Yeah, they're good enough to play and to get drafted in the NBA. You don't know what they're going to do in the NBA. NBA All-Stars. If Zion Williamson isn't an NBA All-Star, bro.
According to a
He
lot
might
of people,
be, Gabe.
He might be, yeah.
He might be, Gabe.
No, but not right now he isn't. Zion, you do. It's a lot easier to dunk on some white kid from Mount Pleasant, Michigan, from Eastern Michigan. Let's see Zion Wilson go in there with Serge Ibaka.
Did you see the dunk last night, Gabe?
Oh, God, man.
Did you see the dunk last night, Gabe?
We really do. We need a bad take sounder.
We have a special basketball player in college right now, Gabe.
Chaos here. Morning after already. It's chaos.
It is.
Cam Stewart and Engel haven't even joined us yet.
You're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day? The Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day, right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
If you enjoy playing daily fantasy sports but are sick of dealing with professionals using algorithms to select hundreds of lineups and entries, try the Props Builder tool at mybookie.ag. Invest in the players that you want without salary caps. If you sign up for a new account using promo code FNTSY, you can receive a 50% deposit bonus. No more dealing with late lineup scratches, no experts to compete against, just you and the prop that you choose. Go to mybookie.ag. It's promo code FNTSY upon sign up and choose your matchup using the Props Builder tool. That's mybookie.ag, promo code FNTSY, and fellas, ladies like it too.
And thank you, Frank Thomas. Corey's right. We're going to jump into the football game. A lot of stuff to get to, actually. They ransacked Le'Veon Bell's locker. We'll go through that.
LeBron
James is hitting threes from half court, going off.
Zion Williamson is flying across Cameron Indoor Stadium, throwing down dunks from 40 feet with his head above the rim.
Yeah, whatever, man. We all know that Barrett's the best player on that team.
Barrett is not the best player on that team.
I don't know. Corey hates Canada.
Zion Williamson is the best player NBA since LeBron James.
Hates the Raptors, hates Kawhi Leonard.
I don't hate Barrett. I don't hate the Raptors. I don't. I like the Raptors.
Oh, you like the Raptors. Yeah. So it's just... Yeah, you got to be careful what you say. I'm going to take you up to a game there sometime.
I want to go to that joint.
All right, let's bring in somebody that you do hate, Scott Engel.
Oh, my man, the king.
You don't hate him. Just kidding.
Oh, Lord. He's on Skype today? Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Somebody should have warned me first. My God.
What do we owe the pleasure that we even get a video shot?
Hi, Scott.
Scott Engel. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you all doing? You know, just figured I'd stick my mug in there, you know, and you know, but next to Corey, you know, makes me look good. So
the YouTube numbers are dropping.
quickly, Engel. I say to Russell Westbrook. Somehow we're talking about KD, and I talked about how last year, if you remember, KD and Westbrook nearly got into it, and KD was mouthing off. And I think Westbrook said, you better watch what you say. I'll kill you. And, you know, they get into a UFC cage. Who do you think wins a fight between Durant and Westbrook? I say Westbrook murders him.
Yeah, I think Durant's the bigger guy, but Westbrook strikes me as the type of guy, you know, that probably has more rage and anger. I've seen it with the media. So I'm going to give the edge to Westbrook. I think, you know, it'd be more passion out of him.
Exactly.
Me and Corey disagree.
KD's a tall guy. He's kind of skinny.
He's right. Lanky. He's a lanky dude.
He's not a mean dude. He's not a fighter. Westbrook would take him down and ground him.
I don't think either of them are fighters, but I don't think Westbrook is tough.
He's not a fighter either. He may talk it, but he don't live it like Scott.
Yeah, he's, you know, OG. All right, so.
I only live in fantasy against Corey, where he's 0-3 against me this season and 17 of 20 losses in the two leagues that we're in together.
So you're telling me for all the smack talk that the mayor does, like he's 0-3 against you?
Yeah, and he's 1-9 in our staff league here. He's 2-8 in the GST league.
Corey?
Now I have the my most prized esteemed league. I am 7-3. In a 14-team auction, NFFC auction, you know what I'm saying? Scott wouldn't bring that one up. But he talks about the other leagues, and what he's saying is correct. I have struggled
with
injuries.
Whenever you play with me, I get in your head, and you don't do well.
All right, there we go. I'm going to let it go.
So you're saying he's like Joel. You're like Joel Embiid. He's Andre Drummond. Renting space in his cranium.
No, Scott plays well against me. He does.
We should note, Scott and Michelle, you guys are on like a 4-1 run right now.
Scott. You did say it. You're a man of your word. You said we were going to turn this season around, and we did.
Eight. We did. You know, we overcame some injuries and some poor play, and we won 4 of our last 5, and now we're a game out of the playoff race.
Yay.
All right. So speaking of playoff races, the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers tonight, it's a playoff eliminator, essentially. You're a big-time Seahawks fan. I know you're going to be going out there, actually, next week.
Nice. So
they get the Packers here, and, you know, Green Bay's beaten Seattle 3 times in a row. It doesn't feel that way, but it is true. Yet it seems like when there's big games, Seattle wins, you know, specifically that NFC Conference Championship game. But remember the replacement refs game, Corey, when Golden Tate scored the touchdown?
Yeah.
That was Seattle and Green Bay.
Yeah, that was refgate.
You had the NFC Conference Championship game in which Green Bay screwed up and McCarthy gave away a trip to the Super Bowl with his bad play calling late. There's been a lot of drama when these two teams play, and both these teams, need this game like an alcoholic needs a beer, Engel. Who gets it?
Well, you know, when you talk about Green Bay winning the last 3, you know, that those have all been Lambeau Field. Usually it seems whoever is the home team. So I think you got to lead Seattle. Green Bay is actually 0-4 on the road this season. So, you know, you have to note that. A lot of people thought the Seahawks were going to be in a rebuild, but it's more of a transition type of phase. Defensively, they're just not what they were. You know, they're not awful, but they're certainly not great either. They haven't been as clutch as they were in previous years because it's just not the same team. But, you know, they played a respectable brand of football, but they really need to win tonight because if not, they're 4-6 and they would need to run the table in order to make the playoffs. So that'd be very, very difficult.
I think the Seahawks deserve a little bit better, and I think the Packers do, but it's a cold world. You know, I deserve better too. It is what it is.
Me too, Gabe.
Yeah. You know, but you look at Seattle, two tough losses against the Rams, tough loss against the Chargers, two of the better teams in the National Football League. That's 3 of the Seattle Seahawks losses. Now, there's all this talk last week, and it makes me sick, makes me want to puke about Aaron Rodgers and Brady, the greatest ever. Whatever, Tom Brady's the greatest ever, I'll give it to him. Aaron Rodgers is like elevated by the media. They love this guy no matter what he does. If Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady were on the Seattle Seahawks, they'd get murdered. They wouldn't even win 6 games, man. Aaron Rodgers would be crying about, oh, it's unbelievable, my coach and the GM, you got to do something, and it's terrible. And Tom Brady would be retired and in the hospital if he played on the Seattle Seahawks with that the system and the line. Russell Wilson, you know, to me, it sounds crazy that I'm going to say Russell Wilson's underrated, but I look forward to Russell Wilson.
And let Scott jump in here, Gabe. I agree. It has got
people don't realize how awesome and
he's great. No, he's great.
He's right up there with Brady, Brees, and Rodgers. He's elite.
He's excellent. I feel like he might be the best player in the NFL right now. It's gotten to the point where, I'll be honest, and you know, I always joke and tease Scott, Russell Wilson's like my favorite player in the league right now. That's how impressive he is. He's very good.
I have probably the most respect for him in the sense that what he does. With what he does, with what he has, Scott, he's the best QB in the league.
Corey's a fantasy player, knows this, that Brady and Rodgers, and not putting up the numbers they have in the past, but, you know, it's more about reputation than anything. I wouldn't say Wilson is – I think he's just a sliver below that class that you talk about. But the interesting thing that you bring up right now is that the Seahawks are 4-5, and a lot of people who follow the team are somehow blaming the quarterback like it's his fault. Now, you talk about the line. The line has really improved, especially with run blocking. But, you know, Wilson is not – a lot of people are blaming him for the team being under 500, and I think that's short-sighted
because
and unfair.
You remember even Pete Carroll. Remember even Pete Carroll, Scott, or a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, you're right, said it was the first time he sort of said something public. He said, Russell's trying to do too much. I spoke to him about, you know, trying to do too much. You're right. He threw an interception late, and his teammates were sort of giving him crooked eye after that.
Yeah, well, it's look, that's a mistake that's on him. But with that game-ending fumble, you know, that's partly on the offensive line, too. You know, Dwayne Brown is really a good lineman, got crushed on the corner on that play. But my point is that the receiving crew right now is very, very unreliable. Doug Baldwin's not himself. He's not getting open downfield. He's not running after the catch. He's been bothered by injuries. Tyler Lockett is big play touchdown or bust, and so is David Moore. Russell Wilson is like taking sacks and not throwing the ball away because nobody's getting open. And on the other side of the ball, the defense is giving up big plays like we haven't seen in the past. When the Seahawks had that era when they were a regular Super Bowl contender, the defense was putting him in regular positions, you know, to make plays. But he hasn't been as clutch, but I think, you know, with that receiving crew and what he's being asked to do and carry more of the team, I just don't think it's a good situation. And I think blaming the quarterback is very, very short-sighted. Yeah. And I think a lot of people who follow the Seahawks are blaming the quarterback. You know, Corey, the NFL, the quarterback gets too much credit. He gets too much blame. And I think right now Russell Wilson is getting too much blame.
I agree with you on that one, Scott. Let me ask you this, though. For fantasy purposes, if you had to invest in one of these backfields, ROS, meaning rest of the season, would it be Aaron Jones and what they're doing in Green Bay? Or do you like or do you think maybe after what we saw last week, it could be Rashad Penny time?
I think it's Aaron Jones, although they're still remaining past first team and the volume's not going to be heavy. But right now, you know, Pete Carroll and Brian Schottenheimer were saying yesterday, Chris Carson is back tonight and he's going to start. And although they like what Rashad Penny did last week, he's got to improve his route running, his pass blocking. And there are times Carroll says that he's in team meetings. He's saying, Rashad, are you paying attention? So as explosive as he looked last week, that was a step in the right direction. And they're very, very happy about that. They're saying they're going to ride the hot hand. And whenever Chris Carson has been in there, he's played well. But the problem is he hasn't been healthy. So right now, Chris Carson is the guy. But at any time, it could become a split between Mike Davis and Rashad Penny. There's nothing set in stone. But right now, at this moment, going into tonight's game, Chris Carson is the lead back again for the Seahawks.
The Seattle Seahawks running back situation is always a frustrating one for fantasy purposes. Very similar to New England of past years. And even for DFS purposes tonight in prop betting, I look at the numbers here, Scott. So we got Chris Carson at 59.5 rushing yards, Mike Davis 32.5, Rashad Penny 30.5. And I'll tell you, as somebody that bets the props, you know, in every NFL game, it's rare for a team that you'll see three running backs with props of this high of numbers. Like even the book really doesn't know what to do.
The book
is saying there's going to be 120 yards rushing from the Seahawks, but from three different guys.
That's legit because right now they run more than any other team in the NFL, well over 50% of the time. And Chris Carson, if he's going to get 15 carries or so, I think he definitely goes against over 60 yards. The Packers are ranked 21st in the NFL in run defense.
And, Russell Wilson tonight, his rushing yard prop is 26.5. And I noticed in the last couple of games he's been running more. I know he had a big run, but the desperation level is picking up. And I know that, you know, the Seahawks and Carroll told him, listen, don't be a hero on every play. We don't want to get you killed. And he has been staying earlier in the season. He was staying in the pocket a little bit more. You know, he wouldn't take off. He'd look to, and he's so good at that, at buying time and letting his receivers, his average receivers, get open. But I'm looking at 26.5 rushing yards tonight for Russell Wilson. And they're a desperate team. You know, they need this game. Wilson knows they need this game desperately, and he's going to do whatever he can to get a first down when he needs it. I got to go over 26.5 rushing yards for Wilson tonight. What's your take, Scott?
Yeah, I agree with you there. You saw last week against the Chargers, there were more design runs on the RPOs. And also just, you know, him taking off and running. You know, he went over 91 yards last week, which is his highest of the season. So I think, you know, you definitely go over on that. That's a really good prop game. You know, Michelle and I were talking about on draft day, you know, about how the Seahawks are going to use a lot of more run pass options. So right. I'm sure she's not surprised at it either.
I'm not at all.
Nothing you can't surprise Michelle. She's seen it all, my man. Scott Angle. Good stuff, Scott. Thanks
the
for the
king.
Time.
Holla at you, Scotty.
All right. Check Scott, out my article tomorrow on Seahawks.com.
All right, we will. Right. Seahawks.com tomorrow, hey. Scott Angle.
Oh, yeah, some old ladies looking at him?
Yeah, they were looking at him in the
screen. Oh, the Cougars looking at Scott like, hey, daddy.
Yeah.
These poor people, they pay like $380 a night for a hotel room. They're eating breakfast, and they've got Scott Engel's mug on a big screen.
You want me to dance with him?
My favorite still was the best. Remember, Michelle, when I let the heavy F-bomb go?
Oh, yeah.
You're all eating breakfast? It's Corey. Get it on. Corey's corner.
There you go, Scotty. There we go. I love the king. Scott jamming, baby. Look at him.
Yes, Scott.
The morning after.
I told you he can dance.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Morning After continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fun first hour of the show. We really haven't even gotten started yet. There's still a ton of stuff to jump into. I want to tell you guys about the ebbs and flows of an NBA season from a betting perspective of what to look for the next couple of weeks. As somebody that's been doing this for a long time, I bet more NBA games than Tim Donaghy. Although
I don't do that.
He's a friend of the show, you know.
He's
we can get
of the
him
program.
On.
No, I like Tim. I've had him on.
Maybe not say that to him.
No, I've had him on. I have bet more than Tim. Tim, you know the funny thing is, Tim only bet 9 games that we know of. 9 games that we know of. You know
what was his record?
6-3.
That's not bad.
You believe that, Corey?
That's crazy, son.
You're an NBA ref throwing the game, and you still lose 3 times. There's only so much you could do, right? You know, I remember, I swear, man, I was on one of the games that, and it's hilarious to know in hindsight, and I actually won. I was on the New York Knicks. It was the New York Knicks versus the Miami Heat. Pat Riley was still coaching the Heat. And Riley got kicked out of the game, Corey, at MSG.
Yeah.
And he said to Donnie, like, you think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
He basically told Donnie, you crooked son of a bitch, I know what you're doing.
Wow.
And Riley got booted.
I think I remember watching that game.
The Knicks literally took like 24 free throws in the fourth quarter. It was one of these deals where Donnie was in a panic. He was like, I need this game. Like, the boys were in the arena. There were looks. It was like, you're not winning every game. And Donnie's telling them, guys, I'm doing my best, but what can I do if they keep hitting shots? They're like, call fouls. So Riley got kicked out, and the Knicks covered by like half a point. I was like, wow, they really wanted the Knicks to win that game. Yo, like, so I didn't know Tim, at the time.
Tim was, yeah.
No,
I would like to, like, we just need to talk to Tim for like 2 hours.
Tim Donnie's the one that told me, oh, man, it would be great to get the real.
To get the real deep scoop of how scuzzy it really is.
He won me money in the playoffs, Tim Donnie. It was during Boston when Doc Rivers was the coach. And he came on the day of the game and he said, take.
As a referee, he said it?
Tim Donnie, he told me.
Wait a minute, you know,
is that legal? Is that like insider trading?
Before the game. Now he wasn't a ref no more.
No, he was disgraced. And
Okay.
Right. Yeah, he told me, though, it was during the playoffs, and I forget who was playing the Celtics, but he said, bet against the Celtics today. And we were talking about the game. And I said, what's your take tonight? And he said, Doc Rivers is a big homophobic guy, and the referee is gay. And Doc Rivers calls him gay slurs. And the guy pinches Doc Rivers every time.
That's wild.
Yeah, those are the little inside things that you don't really realize. Allegedly homophobic. Allegedly. Wow. Everything. In my opinion, Gabriel Morenci, not the opinion of Chris Bones or Michelle Serpico.
Corey had a guy ask him where he lives.